This is Bird Note. The bearded reedling is a wetland songbird that's enjoying a boom in both population and popularity. The birds have rufous bodies, a light gray cap, and white faces. But bearded reedlings are named for the male's striking black facial markings that resemble a Fu Manchu mustache, or maybe make up for the rock band Kiss. It gives the bird a stern expression at odds with their diminutive size. Barely larger than a chickadee, the male reedlings are often photographed with their feathers puffed out to near spherical proportions, the spindly legs grasping parallel stalks as if performing the splits. These images are so delightful that search results for roundest bird in the world serve up a gallery of reedlings. The internet's favorite borb is also a remarkable comeback story. Reedlings breed across much of Europe and Central Asia, but in the United Kingdom, where they're called bearded tits, a confluence of harsh winters and habitat loss reduced their numbers to just two pairs by the 1940s. Thanks to decades of intensive reed bed restoration and the bird's capacity to rear several broods in a season, there are now more than 600 breeding pairs of bearded reedlings in the UK today. So, don't be fooled by that adorable scowl. These wetland wonders can give us all something to cheer for. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
CGSF would like to suggest that the following program may use strong language and discuss topics that may be sensitive for those within earshot. Listener discretion is advised.
All right, everyone. Good evening. Oh, that was hot. Came in hot there, people. Sorry about that. Whoa. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territory of the Kequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh territories. There you go. Yeah. Yeah, you also might be listening to this in Lethbridge, Alberta. CKXU 88.3 FM. And I'm very excited for tonight's show. Wait, did I said that. I've said everything. Do you want to get closer? That feels weird. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Hang on. Wait. That's guest. Sorry. The board's... There you go. You're back.
Yeah? Okay.
Yeah? Sweet. Okay, guys. So I have the most knowledgeable guest on a genre I've ever had on the show in my entire life.
I don't think that's true, but
it's 100%
true.
I have Dean with me, and we're going to talk about mall screamo today. Because last week, I played 100% Canadian music, and this week, we're going to get nowhere close. Because, unfortunately, Canada did not have the mall screamo scene that America did.
Not
but
malls.
I brought on the resident American to talk screamo. Okay, so that you didn't hear the first song, but it was good.
I bet, honestly.
Not very mall screamo, but
that's okay.
The first song you heard, by the way, was Birth Skin / Death Leather by the Blood Brothers. Now, this next song. Tell me about this next song.
It's absolutely stunning. I'm sorry. I'm such a fan. The commitment to aesthetics is crazy. So if you look up Bury Me With You, they have some really, really gorgeous, like straight from the early 2000s cover art. Their merch is also incredibly sick. Mall Screamo, I believe. Can't remember where they're from, but I think it's a California thing, if I'm not mistaken. But
for
yeah,
real?
Yes, on Jaw.
Well, wouldn't it be nice to know Spotify?
Yeah.
What a waste.
I'm pretty sure it's LA, and I'll get back on the mic and tell you otherwise.
You don't look like that and not be from LA.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Maybe like London. You know? On like some fake MCR thing.
Yeah.
Thoughts on MCR?
Yeah. I think it's important foundationally, but I wouldn't consider myself.
How much better is Pierce the Veil than MCR?
Better
is
hard to say.
Oh, really? I thought you were so high on them.
I'm just really, really into Pierce the Veil. I don't think they're better.
Oh.
I think that's kind of
messed up. Stand by your boys.
No, I'm standing by. But it's just like MCR has a range that Pierce the Veil could never have. Every Pierce the Veil song
cringe
sounds pretty much the exact same, and that's the best part.
I don't know how. I guess MCR have the one album, but I would say they're pretty. It's okay, man.
Yeah.
Hey, whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of music played tonight that I feel very personally attached to for no good reason at all. It's not good, technically speaking.
It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. I think it goes hard, but it's not like good. You know what I mean? Like you look at David Bowie and you're like, that's good music. Like, I can stand beside that. I look at this and I like it, dare I say, more than David Bowie, but I'm not going to stand by and say it's better. You
that's
know?
How I feel about Pierce the Veil. Isn't that beautiful?
And with that, what a topic. Okay. What a time. What a time. All right. My Beloved, My Despair by
Bury Me With You.
There we go.
Is it you? Outside are all shadows that trespass in the night. I'm in my heart. Let's go!
All right. Came out of nowhere. Bet you didn't realize that song was finishing, did you?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
I don't think any part of that song I expected.
That's a good thing, though.
It's a good thing.
It's a good thing.
Beautiful.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to CKXU 88.3 FM. This is Mall Screamo Stage Dive. 60 Mall Stage Dive, as I titled the playlist, because it's still in the acronym.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really clever.
Yeah, you're
I don't
so
know if
clever.
You, thank you.
Yeah, you're
thank
perfect.
You.
So true.
Yeah. So, moving swiftly along, the songs you just heard, do you want to do them or should I do them?
No, you do it.
Okay. The song's really long. You're So United 93, We're So Flight 180.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. That's by For Your Health. It's off of their first full-length album called In Spite Of. Came out in like 2021, 2022. Really big fan of that album. Not trying to be that guy. I found that album the week it came out on Bandcamp because I'm just like so cool. Yeah. I don't know if you knew that. Anyways, check out them. The song before that, it's your song, so you have to say
it. Yeah, it's a Her Words Kill song, but it's not the one that everybody knows, but it's from the album that everybody knows, and I can't help it. It's a really good album, and all the songs flow together so beautifully.
What's the song
it
title?
Is we're I
I'm
was
so
getting
sorry
there.
Dude, I'm the
it
worst.
It was We're Taking Over This Joint from Load My Revolver Baby.
I'm sorry. Okay, the song before that is my favorite song ever right now. It's called A Dead Language for a Dying Lady by Vanna. Okay, guys, you've never heard this EP before. If you've never heard this EP before, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because I'd never heard this EP before, and then I heard this EP before, and then I listened to that song 12 times in a row before I moved on to the next song. It's so good.
It's beautiful.
I love it. There's a really poorly recorded video of their last ever show, big heavy air quotes on that, where they do a really good job of that song. It's from 2017. People should look it up. I don't want to play it on air because it sounds really bad, but it's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the one in the thing with the thing, right?
No, you're thinking of the Deftones video.
The one in the mall.
No, that's Dillinger Escape Plan.
No, that's
different. And then the first song was My Beloved, My Despair by Bury Me With You. Dean, what's your favorite mall you've ever been to?
Probably either Kingsgate Mall or Spring Hill Mall. It really depends. I like Spring Hill Mall because it's the worst mall ever. It is, I'm not entirely sure, but I'm pretty sure it's Elgin, Illinois. God, I don't know. I don't know. I think it's somewhere around there. It might even be Carpentersville. I don't know. It doesn't matter. But the point is that mall is awful. And people have been shanked in that mall.
Oh.
And there's no stores in it anymore except for the Spencers. There's just the Spencers. And it's kind of remarkable in that way.
No food court?
No.
Was there ever a food court?
Yeah.
What was,
the
best
really,
thing in the food
it was really, it was popping.
Really?
When I was a kid, there used to be like an Auntie Anne's and everything. Like it was a proper.
Describe that in Canada terms.
You don't know what an Auntie Anne's is?
No, we don't have those here.
You don't have an Auntie Anne's?
No.
That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous because that's like the mall staple. Like that's the mall staple.
Is that like the soft
like
pretzel
in mall
thing?
Rats? Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
In
so
mall rats, when they talk about, oh, I need some mall food, they walk up to the Auntie Anne's and they get the miniature hot dogs, the cocktail hot dogs, wrapped in pretzel, and then you dip it in nacho cheese, and it's the most American thing ever, and it's amazing, and it's so good. And when I get off my flight from Vancouver to Chicago, there's one right there every single time.
There you go.
It's a gate like G whatever.
69.
G something.
G6.
G feeling like, so fly like a G6. Am I right? Can I get an am I right? But the point is, I love malls.
I love pretzels.
I love malls. I love mall food. I love hot dogs. And I love 60 Mall Stage Dive. And with that.
Okay, wait, hang on. Can I do something crazy? Can I just really quick? Do you want to know what we call the pretzel stand in Canada? At least in like my part of Canada?
It's probably ridiculous.
Yeah.
Is it Wetzel's Pretzels?
It is Wetzel's Pretzels.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. Yeah. Okay, this song's really cool. It's by a Canadian band. It's called Jubert's Path to Destruction by Sydney, and you're listening to it on the 60 Minute Stage Dive, but Mall Screamo time.
Goethe. Modern German music at its best. Every Wednesday afternoon at 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. This is Radio Goethe.
Let me in from the rain. Don't you let me go again. Let the water run down my face. I can't say this. I can't say this. I kiss the air. There's no waste of breath. Just
All right, CJSF, 60 Minute Stage Dive, 90.1 FM, CKXU 88.3 FM. We picked up a guest. How are you doing, Liz?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Happy to be here.
Hell yeah.
What a radio voice.
What a radio voice. How is it that everyone that guests on my show is better at it than me?
Oh.
Think about it.
Takes one to know one.
Thank you.
You gotta...
Well, yeah. Obviously.
Maybe it's just today. It's okay.
No. Because Grayson outshined like my star the other week.
Yeah. That's like my ears perked up when I was studying. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
New man on the mic.
He sounds like he's like supposed to be there.
Six minutes of baseball. It's perfectly,
he sounds like
perfectly
he needs to
delivered.
Be like behind the booth, like on the actual like network.
The booth?
The booth.
Oh. The booth.
Yeah, the booth.
Okay. Dean, I want you to do some reading for us here. An interpretive reading of the track list. You remember what where we were here? We went from seven.
Yeah.
We went from 7 to 10.
7 to 10. Okay. So last one. Oh no. So last one you heard was Act. Oh man, I'm far. Okay, Act Appalled by Circus Survive. Okay. Yeah,
don't
that's
worry
the
about
album
it.
Name. That's definitely the album name. Okay, and then the one before that one is my pick. Some delicious, delicious CanCon. Something Worth Saving, and the song is No Escape. And then backing it up even further, that one is also mine. April's Love Affair. Beautiful Things Are Better Left Something.
Better left
Jeremy.
In the garbage can. Better left.
Better left dead. Ah, yeah, so yeah. True. And then the one before that. This is the longest it's ever taken to say the track list. We Are the Ocean is the artist. Nothing Good Has
Happened Yet.
Happened Yet. Yep, beautiful. Great.
Well done.
Oh, no.
Yay. All right, guys. Now that we're all on the mic, I don't know what to say.
I was just actually Googling what is post-hardcore, because I very naively asked...
There's nothing wrong with
I
that
asked,
question.
I asked Jeremy, what is the genre, like as subgenre as possible, of the last song we listened to, and I found a Reddit thread from 11 years ago from r/post-hardcore. So I just want to read a few responses for that.
No.
There's one amazing one that's from Shane Gunn, who's the guitar and vocals for Hail the Sun /Sufferer.
Sounds like a not
apparently.
A good post-hardcore band.
Yeah, I don't know. The answer he's been giving his parents
guy.
His whole life is post-hardcore maintains high energy, heavy elements of hardcore music like breakdowns, but reintroduces an emphasis on melody, harmony, and dynamics, such as sing-along choruses.
Sure.
Yeah.
Do you?
Sure.
How does that sound?
You know what?
Is that accurate?
If I had to create the Webster's Dictionary of post-hardcore and hardcore adjacent terms, sure.
I feel like the definition itself isn't very hardcore.
I think I would just say yay.
Yeah.
Yay. That's it.
Do you know what I'd say at AGM? High motion to accept. Did that come through on AGM,
yeah.
Liz?
No, it did not.
Oh, my.
My goodness.
Anytime there was a lull in the AGM, Liz, I just went, I approve the motion.
Nice.
Matt's here for anything.
And then Matt right behind me would go, I second that.
Yep. Did it work?
Yep.
A couple times. There's a couple other times that people were like, actually, I have a question. I have a question. I'm like, I approve.
Whatever.
Let's move on.
That was really brutal. Yeah, shout out to everyone that came to AGM.
Shout out
that guy on Reddit.
Shout out
to
the guy
on
Reddit.
Shout out?
Shout out my beautiful, beautiful mother.
Do you listen?
No, absolutely not.
Dang
it's
it.
Past bedtime.
Well, it's like
it's
what?
10:47 in Chicago right now. Maybe that's wrong.
How do you know? We don't even
have
another
change.
Clock on the wall.
Well, because it's always 2 hours, but I think the
you can
time
do
change
math
thing
like
is
that?
Different. Yeah. Just adding. It's because you didn't get your grade 10.
Yeah.
Oh, damn. No. My little sister said that she
is going to drop out of grade 10?
No.
Dang.
I was like, do you think mom's going to be awake to be on air tonight? And she said, absolutely not. And I was like, if you promise not to swear, would you like to be on air? And she just said,
Wow.
Whatever.
How old is your sister?
14.
Yeah, that's about as much enthusiasm as I could get for radio out of a 14-year-old.
I was going to say, let's call her, but I don't think this is going to be a very enthusiastic
idea.
Conversation.
It's a bad idea.
That's a terrible idea.
Do you know what's a great... Oh, hey, do you know what we should plug? Boom Pro Wrestling.
Yeah.
That's a great
Friday,
idea.
March 27th at the Legion on Commercial Drive. CJSF is going to be there. Cherry Blossom's going to be there. If you're a fan of this show, you know Cherry Blossom.
Yeah.
Um,
amazing, stunning,
anyway.
Wonderful. You could shake our hands firmly if you show up.
Don't touch me. Don't. If you,
you can
know
shake
me
my hand firmly.
If you come up to me and say, "Aren't you the guy that does the 60-minute stage dive?" I am going to walk away. That is disgusting. Just
no
just,
fans.
Just say like, "Hey, Jeremy, what's up?" You do not need to hit me with the like, "Yo, your radio show." Come on, don't.
Bro doesn't want groupies.
I staunchly am opposed to groupies of any variety. I don't want your dogs, goldfish. All right, your women. I just don't want it.
No groupies.
All right, so moving me. Swiftly. Okay.
Awesome. Awesome.
Do you mind if I make a host decision, a DJ decision?
Oh,
I want to
no,
play my song next.
An audible. All right, whatever.
Well, it's not an
go
audible.
Ahead. No. Do it.
Okay, cool.
Because I think it's a very good song.
You've listened to it.
Yeah, and you should tell them about it.
Okay. You want the whole thing? Okay.
The whole
so,
song or the whole story?
They're going to hear the whole song.
Yeah, I'd hope so.
Should I shut up then?
No, go on.
Okay, got you. So this song was originally in a PS2 game called Test Drive Eve to Survive. Or no, Eve of Destruction. Okay? This was a game where you just did demolition derbies. You just drove the cars into each other. It has the best gameplay of all time. It also has that song on there. What song am I talking about? The Artist in the Ambulance by Thrice. Now, in the year 2003, 4.5.
Yeah.
Thrice came out with that album, and it did really well. It actually charted, which was a surprise to me. Oopsie. Oops. It's okay. Because 3 years ago now, they re-recorded the whole album.
Ooh.
And I'll tell you something right now. When a bunch of 50-year-old dudes get around the studio, get around the cut, and they're like, "Hey, let's redo something we did 20 years ago." It's usually really bad. It's usually like next level bad.
Like Megadeth. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, wow, what a reference. Dude, it's like Dave Mustaine trying to sing like he did 14 years earlier.
Yeah.
Man, that sucked. Anyways, this is really good. All I'm trying to say is that they did a really good job of it. They recorded it like all live off the floor. No overdubs. Sounds good. And the
Beautiful.
Guy can still sing.
Sweet.
So it's not really, what was our theme? It's not really Mall Screamo.
Mm.
But this is, God, it's close enough. Who cares?
Okay.
Okay, I really like
We're
this.
Having fun.
I really like this song. And that's all. That story is just to say, I like this song.
Yeah.
And everyone should play Test Drive Eve of Destruction on the PS2.
Adding that to my to-do list.
Done. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Late night brakes lock, hear the tire squeal. Red light can't stop, so I spin the wheel. My world goes black before I feel an angel lift me up. And I open bloodshot eyes into the resting white. Flip the siren, hit the lights, close the doors and I'm gone.
clock, hit a tire squeal. Red light can't stop, so I spin the wheel. My world goes black before I feel an angel steal me from.